Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter bunts towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cotter. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Cotter steals second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cotter moves to third. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to third and picks off Cotter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is hit by the pitch. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Schmidt and he is out. Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cotter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Long. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Long steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bright for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Camilo Pasqual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqual strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Stenhouse covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 0. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stenhouse for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cotter hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball towards left. King catches it and throws to second to double up Rollins, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 0. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Allen reaches second base with a double. Zimmerman goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 1, Senators, 1. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verhals moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1. Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cotier takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Cotier moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive beyond first. Long can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ver Alse bunts in front of the plate. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 2 in the game. Pascual hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cotier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright juggles the ball. That's an error on Bright. Pascual moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pascual moves to third. Power moves to second. Ed Hoba now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bright hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Allen reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ver Alse is walked intentionally. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pascual hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Ver Alce moves to third. It's 5-2, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-4 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Ed Hobaugh. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cotter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Cotter reaches third base with a triple. Hicks goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Twins. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Harry Bright. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.